through loud and clear, full fighting. Good morning there, Bob. KN4, VWA.
How goes it?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse.
Well, I heard you talking about your first aeronautical mobile contact the other day.
No, that wasn't me. That was a fellow that I was talking to. I believe that was N4WRO. And he talked to an airliner out west at 30,000 feet. I thought that was really cool. Yep. Now, see, I'd love to snag one like that, but I know that that's pretty much just by chance.
That happens more often than you might think. I've talked to several. You got to kind of listen, I guess, but it happens frequently, really. I wouldn't be surprised. That's not something that at some point in time you'll hear one.
I hope so. Well, so how did you do with the contest over the weekend?
A little over 613,000 on our score.
Wow. Okay. Man, that's getting into Gary territory, isn't it?
I would call it a very good average score for what we got. 3 million, 4 million, even more points.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I have been dealing with the state of Florida over the last few days. We finally came to a decision that my granddaughter is not going to be able to come up here because of Florida. If my daughter-in-law and son leave the state, even just across the state line, to meet me with my granddaughter so that she can come up and spend 2 or 3 weeks with us this summer, they have to quarantine before they can go back to work.
Excuse me. Things are going from bad to worse, unfortunately. You know, I just think it's from people, just a lack of common sense more than anything. But that's pretty much what happened with us with Aruba. They actually opened up Aruba last Friday. We could have flew in Friday. But right now, are you going to be able to get out? Are you going to be able to get back in? What do you got to do? We made the smart decision on Aruba.
Yeah, you did. Yep. But you know what? I'm kind of questioning Florida because five of the major hospital systems down there, they reported 100% on their testing. Nobody tests 100%. The kids can't even test 100%. So where are the numbers in actuality?
Well, you can't believe half of what you hear, and you can only believe half of the other half, and that just keeps trickling down 50% at a time to the point where you get, really, you can't believe nothing that you hear unless you see it with your own eyes.
Well, now, that's a fact. That is a fact. But, let's see, I'm trying to remember who it was that caught them reporting 100% on their testing. It was not the CDC, but it was one of the major news outlets caught it. And, like I said, at worst case in Texas, it's 9%.
I'm just protecting myself, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And see, that's why we made the decision not to let her come up. You know, the problem with the quarantine for my son and my daughter-in-law going back, and, you know, it's just a CF, and that's all you can make out of it.
Well, I have border crossing areas where mom and dad can come all the way up to the border, and you guys can see in the other side of the border in Georgia or wherever, and, the kids can walk across and then stay with you for several months. Then when you go back, they can walk back across, and then the kids will have to quarantine and the parents won't.
Now, let me tell you a factual thing. My daughter-in-law in Florida works at an assisted living center. She has been tested probably, I think she said, about 8 or nine times in the last little over 2 months. And here's the thing. Her grandmother is in that facility. Well, she works in food services, so does she is extremely protected and extremely protective of the residents, and they still won't let her see her grandmother. You know, the long and the short of it, she goes around to the side of the building, and they talk through her window.
Yeah, well, they can't break protocol for one. That's probably why that is. But, you know, that's probably they just don't want to break the rules for one person, then they got to start doing it for everybody. But, like I said, I'm just doing my own thing and being cautious of who I'm around. And if I'm around people that I know, I don't have a problem. If I'm going into a store, I do put a mask on now. I wasn't wearing a mask before, but I am now when I go into a store.
Depends on the crowd. If I can go into a store and there's not many people in there, and I can maintain more than about 10 feet away, yeah, I may wear a mask, I may not. But if I go into a grocery store, like today on a Friday, oh no, rubber gloves, mask, maybe a double mask.
Steve, listen, I'm backing into the driveway here. Good talking to you this morning. I gotta hop off so I can keep the trailer straight in the driveway. I'll catch you later on. I'll be inside the shack here soon. ND7J.
ND7J. Good afternoon, bud. Enjoyed talking to you as always. And congratulations on a good score this weekend. And I will talk to you again soon.